Lake Effect continues on Milwaukee Public Radio. I'm Mitch Tyke.
And I'm Bonnie North. Tomorrow night, Milwaukee PBS, which is channels 10 and 36, launches a new news magazine. It's called, appropriately, 1036, and it features a well-known local journalist, Portia Young, as its host.
The program will initially be produced monthly, but as we'll hear, its creators have ambitious plans for the production. Bodan Zachary is the general manager of Milwaukee PBS, and Marianne Lazarski is executive producer of 1036, and they join us in the studio to share the show's backstory. Welcome to both of you.
Thank you. You're welcome.
Thank you.
What was the genesis of 1036? Why now and why this?
Having arrived in Milwaukee a year ago at this time, I was interested in all the stories I was reading and hearing about the many communities that comprise southeastern Wisconsin and our viewership. And I just thought, having spent many years in news production, I have a passion for journalism, and quickly bonded with and got to know Marianne Lazarski, who is a journalist herself.
Well, and I mean, there has historically been a slate of locally produced shows out of channels 10 and 36. Did you feel like, were they just not covering the Milwaukee area in a way that you wanted to cover it?
I believe that there was a different way we could cover the local stories, more focused on both harder-hitting stories and human interest stories in a way that we weren't doing it. And after spending a lot of time talking to Marianne about this lack of style that I thought would work with us, we embarked on this idea for a show that features stories told in 10 to 12-minute segments where you can really tell the full story.
Well, and so what did you see as you started developing this show as the mission of 1036?
Well, it's a bit eclectic. As Bodan said, it's not only issues but also human side to stories. And, you know, there are all sorts of stories out, and I want to stress that it's not just Milwaukee but southeast Wisconsin, so not just urban Milwaukee. And so, you know— we need to give a little bit more time to some of those harder issues. I think some of our other shows are a little bit leaning more towards that human interest part, which is fine. But there really was no platform, I think, for a broader audience to see and listen to what you know, we can do with some of the issues that are facing all of us in the communities in which we live.
What is the show going to look like and sound like and feel like?
Well, we have Portia Young, who is a journalist and communicator who has experience in broadcast news, and she is going to be our host. So she's kind of the face and voice of 1036, and she is a longtime member of this community. She is a longtime member of the journalism industry, and so she knows how to talk to people, how to bring them in to a story, maybe not a story she's telling, but a story that our other producers are telling. I think she is somebody that is very trustworthy. I think people will be engaged just by having her as kind of the conduit for our stories.
You're saying she adds sort of instant credibility?
Absolutely. You know, and I think it's just a way to, hey, you know, we have the time to dedicate, you know, if it takes 10, 12, 15 minutes, if we think, for a particular story, we're able to do that.
It's an honor to have her involved with our show, but it wasn't just, here's a gig. We had to meet with her a number of times because she has a full life between her family and a professional job she has with another corporation. And we had to explain the stories and the feeling and the passion for what we want, the stories we want to tell.
This is not just a voiceover artist coming in and reading a script.
And this is somebody who has an integrity, and she wanted to hear that we were going to do stories that mattered. And I think when she heard us explain the ideas we were working on, she said, yes, I'd like to be part of this.
Well, and where do you see it fitting in the news, in the media landscape? I mean, there are any number of places people can turn for breaking news and for analysis. So where does this program fit in?
Well, we're not going to cover you know, the breaking news, you know, a shooting or something like that. But we're going to look at issues in a broader way, in a more enterprising way. So, you know, how can we tell a story about policing issues? We're not set up and we're not, that's not our intention to just keep covering news conferences or the breaking news. But, you know, hey, this is a big issue that's facing our community. How can we, what else can we provide for our viewers, you know, addressing this in a more creative way? And that's one of the stories that you'll see on our premiere episode.
I found it fascinating how many terrific editorial content providers and producers there are in Milwaukee.
Well, and this is an interesting point because years ago, if you were to launch a news magazine or a regular show like this, you might look to hire 10, 15, 20 people to staff that particular show. But one of the things it sounds like you're doing is taking advantage of people who aren't necessarily, you know, staff members at channels 10 and 36, but who are known and respected journalists around Milwaukee already.
Absolutely. And I think that's a terrific benefit to having alliances with terrific editorial content providers.
With that in mind, this is a show that is a half-hour monthly show at this point?
It's starting up monthly, so we can get it right. We can develop the stories, and we will build to a more frequent production schedule in 2017, but it's going to be monthly for at least the first 6 months.
What do you see as the challenge to making this show realize its potential?
That's a good question. I think it's picking the right stories, picking the right issues, picking the right contributor or producer who's going to put these stories together, because we want to give depth, and that's the one thing that we can do already versus our commercial friends where time is tight. And so we have a little bit more of that flexibility. But, you know, we need to think what we're doing, think about what we're doing and the kinds of stories that our viewers would be looking for, requesting. Again, you know, it's not a matter of just the breaking news, but okay, how can we take this issue and make it a great television story and provide information and make it compelling? That's not always easy. It's a little more challenging and, you know, finding the right person to do that story.
Well, and this is a question that we talk about a lot in public media, especially in public radio, and I imagine in public television as well. This question goes, you know, where does local production fit in the future of why is local production still important to having a healthy public TV station?
I think local production is critical to the future of public media, both radio and television. We all get fine programs from NPR or PBS that supplement what we do locally. Who else is telling the local stories in the way we're able to, with thoughtfulness, with better resources, and with more time? Marianne and I walk through the hallways of Milwaukee Area Technical College every day, where we see thousands and thousands of students. Each one of them represents different communities of this area that we live in. And we're constantly saying, each one of them has a story to tell. We're not going to be able to tell each of their individual stories, but collectively, we know that we can tell the story of the landscape of the place that we call home, Milwaukee.
Well, Bodan and Marianne, thank you both so much. Best of luck with the new show, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, and don't forget to watch.
Bodan Zachary is general manager of Milwaukee PBS, and Marianne Lazarski is executive producer of the station's new news magazine, 1036. It premieres tomorrow evening at 7:30 on Channel 10, with repeats scheduled on both Channels 10 and 36 through next Tuesday.